making you a tape, an hour tape. It was kind of scrambled up. I really got in the mood to talk it, and then I ran out of tape. And so I read my gun magazines for a while. I'm expecting to be called up to fly any minute now, ever since noon, and that was 4 hours ago, and they haven't called me yet, so I figure I'd just make another tape. So here goes. I just got through listening. I got tired of listening to all my music, and I've got two tapes left, this one and another one, that were old ones that you'd sent me, and I hadn't recorded over yet. So I just sat there and listened to them, just like you'd listen to music, and, you know, catching bits and pieces. My wife, the nut, wrapping up a birthday cake with 25 candles burning on it. She said every time you tried to wrap it up, it set the cake on fire. Huh? Huh? Did you get all the wash? Yeah, good deal. You want to make my bed?
You want that mud? You get up.
I tell you what, I'll go take a bath, and you can clean up in here. Well, that was my hooch maid. She just walks in anytime. She's a real, this one's a real idiot. I kind of like the first one I had, but this one's a real yo-yo. But anyway, so I have had a shower and I'm all nice and clean and got back to my farm shelter here. And I can resume my taping. Let's see, I had it all planned out before I was so interrupted. I made you a tape and it was kind of chopped up. I rambled on about an AK and mortars and what have you and things that are happening over here. I was been reading my three gun magazines and Playboy and been reading my three gun magazines and Playboy and just got in the mood to talk to you, so I'm talking to you. I really haven't got anything to say. Read in Newsweek that they're going into Laos and getting kicked around a little bit. The Arvins don't seem to be doing quite as good as the U.S. troops. Well, it's the way it goes, gang. You can't win them all, can you? But, I don't know, we heard down here that they really got beat real bad. As a matter of fact, about a lot worse than what your news media is letting you know. They almost got just completely, those that did not leave got killed, so to speak, you know, just almost completely reversed their direction on their so-called invasion. I wouldn't really call it an invasion. I'd call it kind of a fiasco. But anyway, maybe it'll keep the commies jumping, I don't know. I'm so apathetical about how the gooks come out that if the North Viets beat the South Vietnamese, that makes me happy, and if the South Vietnamese beat the North Vietnamese, that makes me happy. It doesn't really make much difference, just so long as gooks die. Everybody else over here keeps worried about who they are. You know, find somebody out there. Hey, there's a gook down there. Shoot him, shoot him. I might be an Arvin. Shoot him anyway. If it's an Arvin, it's okay to shoot him, just so long as you kill him and don't leave any survivors to testify. But we're really pretty apathetical. Definitely don't shoot any Americans, that's for sure. As soon as we find out they're gooks, we just roll hot on them. You know, you see somebody down there and you come in a little lower. You get your guns ready. You find out that it isn't American, automatically the safety goes off on the machine guns and you take up half the slack in the trigger. You know, so that all it takes is a bump or something and you greased him. Then you worry about whether he's an Arvin or a VC, you know. So, we don't worry too much, you know. If it's an American, you know, we fold the guns down, take the ammo belts out of the guns, and put it all on safe. But Arvin's, man, we don't really care much about them. Well, actually, they don't care much about us either, so it's kind of even. As a matter of fact, we had an Arvin come over here the other day. We think it was. See, Song Bay has got an Arvin detachment down in one corner of it, and they secure one corner of the wall, you know. And to this one corner, they have all kinds of signals go off. We have, you know, very intricate signal flares for this, that, and the other. And, you know, green for ground attack, and red for direct fire artillery, and orange, or let's see, what is it, yellow for mortar attacks, and this kind of stuff, you know. These hand flares, and we adhere very strictly to what goes on. But the Arvins, they shoot flares all night, any old kind, any old color, just doesn't mean anything to them. A really uncoordinated bunch. If we pull out of Vietnam, and South Vietnam crumbles under the communist aggression, I won't feel a bit sorry, not one bit. Not even a little bit. I could care less what happens to these people. They really got me down. So, that's about the way things are over here in the old combat zone. Things are relatively peaceful, except for a mortar attack last week. Although, we're staying on a modified amber alert. We've got green alert, amber alert, and red alert, you know. Red alert means enemy has been sighted, you know. Green alert means you've got three men in each bunker on the wall, and one man must be awake. Our modified amber alert means that three men in each bunker on the wall, one must be awake, in flak jacket, in steel pot, with weapon in hand at all times, you know. So we're kind of more or less just kind of tightening up our security here for the last couple of weeks. Today's the 25th of February. Almost the last of the month. March, April, May, June. Month of March, month of April, month of May. I still have better than 3 months to go. I'm not really that short yet. Of course, I could go home anytime after April the 22nd. I mean, and get credit for a full tour and all that garbage, but I don't know. Don't count on it. It might not happen. It looks like we might have a little reverse here. It's awful hard to tell what they're doing. Awful hard. Whatever they do, they don't do it very fast, which really complicates things. So, I don't know. Let me see what else is happening. Well, I got all moved into my new AO. Got it all sandbagged, protected the way I like it. Just kind of taking it easy. I've been flying the last 4 days every day, so I've really got my time up high this month, which is kind of nice for a change. It's nice to get back in, fly a little bit, get used to the aircraft again. Charlie had a little run-in with his platoon leader and had his AC orders pulled for a couple of days. That didn't last very long. As soon as they decided they needed him back into when they went in back into Cambodia to support the Arvins, They had to give them back to him. I'd have told them to take them and shove them, you know. They pull this kind of stuff for disciplinary reasons or what have you, because somebody doesn't like somebody. Then when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, it turns out that they really needed him, you know, as an AC. They were short ACs. I'd have really told him to get screwed, you know. I really would. As a matter of fact, Charlie was thinking about it. But, well, anyway, he's AC again. He was only down for about 2 days. And, I don't know. I think they're... Well, I don't know. They're fixing to make me AC, I think, pretty quick. I flew a GCA yesterday. What have you. Been flying with the influential people in the company so they can determine how well I fly. Which reminds me of one thing. I gotta go get some more radio frequencies. I'm running out. All the old ones are not any good anymore. We change radio frequencies about every 6 weeks around here. Try to keep the gooks off balance a little bit, but doesn't really do much. Let's see. Wait one. Oh, I met a guy from Fort Worth that I knew way, way back in high school. John Cockrell. He's an old friend of me and Tom Pardue and all the old gang back at Matthews Memorial Methodist Church. Which was one of my old hangouts. It's kind of funny running into him. He looks like he's about 40 compared to they did then. He was real young and crew cut and good looking then. Now he's older, he wears glasses, he's balding, and he wears long hair, you know, where it's growing. And you know, if there's one thing that looks bad, it's a long-haired, bald-headed man. But he's up here, he's a lieutenant. Got in here in October. Sure am glad I'll be leaving here in June. Wow, just think, wouldn't that be terrible if I got here in October? Oh! June, July, August, September, October. Well, anyway. And, oh, let's see, that's about all, you know, nothing new. Well, as Charlie would say, hornus erectus. Spend a lot of time being hornus erectus. So that's about the way it is right now. I see from a couple of your letters, especially the one you wrote me in the shower, that I'm not the only one that's hornus erectus. I don't know whether women can get hornus erectus. They get hornus moistus or something. But anyway, you haven't told me whether or not you finally got a letter through to Sharon, and I haven't heard one way or another yet, so let me know if you have. And send me some tapes. I'm running out on tapes here. This is the last tape I've got that I can send you. Well, I could go to the PX and buy some more for 75 cents a piece, which I think I will do. Yes, I think I will do that. Yes, dear, I certainly will. And send you some more. And I'm going to send you a bunch of blank ones so you won't have to worry about erasing them. How does that sound? Yes, I think I will do that. Let's see, what else? Well, tell me, about John's gun collection. Has his drilling arrived there yet? And has he sold his Ross? And he better not. And he better not sell his elephant gun, his 458. And just in general, how are things going? I wish really something would happen over here so I could have something to talk about, but nothing ever happens and I just get hornier by the day, which leads me to be a dirty old man when I talk to you, so. And we all hate dirty old men, don't we, Joanne? Yes, dear. Maybe we should think of some new and varied mode of having sex, I don't know.